Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. You may be under the impression from watching science fiction films that other planets are a bit like ours. You know, sort of rocky with sunlight and plants and whatever. I must say, the first time I saw King Proteus, I thought they were alien. And as for some of those giant ferns in Kirstenbosch Gardens, which were food for early dinosaurs, they do look like they're from a very different time and place. But what do we know about exoplanets, planets outside of our solar system? The answer is an increasing amount. Of course, there's still lots to learn about those in our own backyard, but the new powerful instruments such as the James Webb Space Telescope and purpose-built telescopes such as WASP, which I'm about to describe, are telling us that the universe may be odder than the science fiction authors have imagined. This and the next couple of broadcasts are all about exoplanets. What are they like? If you landed on one, would you be able to see objects in the same way? Would the atmosphere refract light as it does on Earth? What about seeing the colours of things with our terrestrial eyes and brains? Would we have the same distance perception? Would you be able to stand on a rocky surface, or would you float above it, or would gravity pin you down to the surface like a piece of toast dropped on the kitchen floor, butter side down? Well, earlier this year, around May, astronomers announced that they'd found a giant planet as dense as candy floss, or if you're an American, cotton candy. Astronomers at MIT, the University of Liège in Belgium, and elsewhere discovered a huge, fluffy oddball of a planet orbiting a distant star in our Milky Way galaxy. The discovery was reported in May in the journal Nature Astronomy. This new planet, named WASP-193b, appears to dwarf Jupiter in size, yet is a fraction of its density. The scientists found that the gas giant is 50% bigger than Jupiter and about a tenth as dense. So WASP-193b is the second lightest planet ever discovered to date, after the smaller Neptune-like world Kepler-51d. The new planet's much larger size, combined with its superlight density, make WASP-193b something of an oddity amongst the 5,500 or so planets discovered to date. To find these giant objects with such a small density is very rare, but there is a class of planets called puffy Jupiters, and it's been a mystery for 15 years now as to what they are. And this discovery is an extreme case of that class. We don't know where to put this planet in all the formation theories we have right now, because it's an outlier, says co-lead author Francisco Pozuelos, a senior researcher at the Institute of Astrophysics of Andalusia in Spain. We cannot explain how this planet was formed based on classical evolution models. Looking more closely at its atmosphere will allow us to obtain an evolutionary path for this planet. Well, more on that next week, as there will be a very interesting interview with Nicola Colon from the James Webb Space Telescope about exoplanet atmospheres on Looking Up, so yes, look out for that one. Anyhow, this new frothy planet was initially spotted by the Wide Angle Search for Planets, or WASP, an international collaboration of academic institutions that together operate two robotic observatories, one of which is in Sutherland at the South African Astronomical Observatory. Each telescope uses an array of wide-angle cameras to measure the brightness of thousands of individual stars across the entire sky. And it was the telescope in Sutherland that detected WASP-193 due to periodic dips in the brightness of its nearby star. This planet orbits its star every 6.25 Earth days. Compare that to our solar system, where Mercury takes 88 Earth days to go around our sun, and that's the fastest. Anyhow, scientists measured the total amount of light the planet blocked with each transit, which gave them an estimate of the planet's giant super Jupiter size. And the astronomers then looked to pin down the planet's mass, a measure that would then reveal its density and potentially also clues to its composition. To get a mass estimate, astronomers typically employ what's called radial velocity, a technique in which scientists analyse a star's spectrum or various wavelengths of light as a planet circles the star. A star's spectrum can be shifted in specific ways depending on whatever is pulling on the star, such as an orbiting planet. The more massive a planet is and the closer it is to its star, the more its spectrum can shift, a distortion that can give scientists an idea of a planet's mass. It turned out that this planet was far too light to have any detectable pull on its star. The researchers suspect that the new planet is made mostly from hydrogen and helium, like most of the gas giants in the galaxy. For WASP-193b, these gases likely form a hugely inflated atmosphere that extends tens of thousands of kilometres farther than Jupiter's own atmosphere. Exactly how a planet can inflate so far while maintaining a superlight density is a question that no existing theory of planetary formation can yet answer. So there we are, puffy Jupiters, out there in space. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.